This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I'm Buzz Ulrich.
And I'm Kip Allen.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
we commemorate the publication of Martin Luther's Large Catechism in April of 1529.
Lutheranism faces challenges both at home and abroad. Noted author and adjunct professor of missions Bob Bennett shares his views. I'm Kip Allen, and I'll have the story later in the broadcast.
And now today's Fast Track.
A lay assistant at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, along with his family, are all safe. But their residence and all of their belongings were destroyed in a fire. Pastor Julio Loza says Tony Valdiva, his wife Carissa, and two young children were not home at the time of the blaze, and they are thankful for their safety. However, the family is now struggling to find a new place to live. Lutheran Church Charities is reporting Pastor Loza and the congregation of St. Matthew Chicago is requesting prayers and financial support for the Valdiva family.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
Bob Bennett spent much time in Africa, working with Lutheran organizations in that continent. Among places he visited was the West African country of Ghana, where he taught at the seminary there.
The work in Ghana actually was teaching at the new seminary we have there. We have a beautiful new seminary there in Ghana, and we have a new class of students in that seminary, and so I was there teaching the subject of preaching law and gospels.
As is true of many African nations, Ghana is a land of many languages. This impacts how the gospel and Lutheranism are taught. Bennett says the efforts in the northern part of the country are going quite well.
From what I understand, the north is doing quite well. The liturgy and much of the speaking of the church is within the local languages.
In the south, which includes the capital city of Accra, is a somewhat different story.
In the south, in the Accra area, they're still trying to do a lot in English. But I was speaking to some of the pastors there who have a strong desire to start translating into the Akan language.
Ghana is a former British colony. As such, English is spoken in certain areas. But Bennett says preaching the gospel in English reaches only a very few people.
Only the educated know the English. Other than that, it's very hard if we lead the church service using the English language because so many people just don't know or they translate it, and it's difficult at times to translate it properly.
Martin Luther himself addressed this very issue. He believed that the gospel must be taught in the language that people understand. Bennett says he raised this very point at the seminary in Ghana.
And I was speaking of that when I was there, as I was attending some of the church services and talking to the pastors and reminding them, you know, that's one of the very first things that we did in Lutheranism was Luther said, no, we need to put this into the language of the people.
As an observer, Bennett says he's impressed with how Lutheranism is spreading across the world. He also says that as a missionary, he sees mission work as a two-way street, that we can learn as much from the new converts as they can from us.
It's been wonderful to see what's happening with Lutheranism throughout the world, especially in Africa, and it's growing marvelously, and we're learning a lot from them as they come here. They're sending their men here to our seminaries and teaching us a few things that we've forgotten along the way. And
Western society is largely secularized, and the culture cannot help but impact even the most devout believers.
To a certain extent, we've become so much involved in more of a rationalized thinking, a more of an enlightened approach, where we still profess the scriptures to be true. We preach upon them on Sunday mornings. And yet, we have to admit that the secularization of our society has had a toll upon us.
This makes it difficult for the Westerner to reconcile everyday life with spiritual life.
Sometimes the spiritual issues are difficult for us to comprehend in a daily life as we look at the scientific world around us and so forth.
Bennett says African Lutherans have no trouble reconciling the spiritual with everyday life. He says their example is a reminder of what we should believe.
It's somewhat refreshing to have our brothers and sisters from these other areas come and remind us of what we're supposed to believe and what Christ did say to us and the warnings he gave us of the spiritual climate in which we're in, and also whenever we're faced with these warnings, the beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus who came and died and protects us from those things.
Understanding the local culture, both domestically and abroad, is key to spreading the gospel. Bennett says it's a mistake to simply preach the gospel without understanding how it fits into the local culture.
For most people in the various religions, it's one holistic piece. And so we get into trouble when we go into an area and think that we're just going to teach one aspect and this is a different aspect of culture. We don't need to worry about that.
Bennett says the best way to spread the gospel abroad is to use local Lutherans who understand both the message and the culture.
Generally, we have to look at the entire culture there, and the best way to do that is always is not to try to become experts in it ourselves, but to find people we can trust in that culture and talk to them and have them teach us, which is a long process. Sometimes just a few words might take, you know, an hour to really kind of comprehend what they're meaning in that word compared to what we're meaning.
Helping local Lutherans spread the word to their own people is best. However, Bennett says there's a lot we in the West can do to support that effort.
So it's not so much about bringing the gospel to them as it is finding ways to help them in their presentation. What do they need? And so often it's theological education. They need books. They need professors. They need people to come in and help. They already know how to start churches. They already know how to spread the gospel, more so than we would if we were to go there and do it. But they need all these supportive roles.
Teaching at local seminaries is one way to support locals. Bennett says one benefit of teaching abroad is that the students there are able to avoid culture shock.
That's true, and they can talk amongst themselves in their own languages. I know in the class I just had recently done, I made sure I gave them an hour of discussion time then and set up a leader so they would have to talk about the material from the previous day in their own language, and then one person would then represent the questions they had from the homework and so forth. And at the end of the class, the men said that was the best part of the class, is actually sitting down and doing theology in our own language.
This prepares students to go back to their respective communities able to teach the same message.
Well, that's the beauty of it, is if you do these things in seminary and you're struggling against men who are learning the same thing as you, but maybe looking at it a little bit differently. And now when you go out to a congregation, you're really ready for any conversations that come your way after having all these intense conversations with your brothers in the seminary.
This helps create a unity of belief in law and gospel.
You know, none of us should be original. I'm doing some confirmation classes with some adults currently, and they're reading through some books. And the other day they said, "You're right, Pastor, there's nothing original about you at all. Everything you say I can find right here in this book." And that's really the way we should be. We should have one common doctrine, one way of looking at law and gospel.
Bennett finds the questions and answers are the same, no matter where he goes.
When I go to these places like Africa, or if I go to Haiti or go to other places, I can almost anticipate the question from the students, because it's the same theological question people have everywhere. It might come with a little bit different context, maybe some different issues of law and gospel and how they're worked out, but it's, in the end, it's the same thing.
The gospel message is clear. Luther understood it had to be delivered in language that people understood. That's what the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Missions accomplished. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. இது லோக லூதரன் வார்த்தா பரிபாடி ஆகுனு.
Hi, this is Rod Zwanitzer, KFUO's director, asking you to join us for Share-a-thon 2014, April 24th through the 26th. During Share-a-thon, we'll have many special guests and share how KFUO has touched the lives of our listeners with this Christ-centered message. Also during Share-a-thon, we'll ask you for your support and share with you how your gifts will help KFUO share the gospel of Jesus with a world that so desperately needs him. Please prayerfully consider making a gift this year during Share-a-thon 2014 and celebrate the ministry with us Thursday and Friday, April 24th and 25th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday, April 26th, 7 a.m. till noon. We are the messenger of good news worldwide, KFUO.
Este é Notícias Luteranas pelo Mundo. This is Rural Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Hewe Longasi Lutheran Fihawa.
We commemorate the publication of Martin Luther's Large Catechism in April of 1529. Noted Reformation scholar and author Dr. Robert A. Kolb says Dr. Luther was in a very busy writing period.
It's actually taken from the texts of some of the sermons that Luther preached as he was preparing to write the Small Catechism and the Large Catechism. And it has basically the five chief parts of the Small Catechism. It starts out with the Ten Commandments in great detail and then goes on to talk about the Creed in what I think is too little detail. But he says you're going to get this in sermons anyway, regularly, so you can work on the Creed yourself. Then some really nice stuff on the Lord's Prayer and then on baptism and the Lord's Supper, and then in, I think, maybe already in 1531 or so, he added a section on confession and absolution.
Dr. Robert Kolb, Professor Emeritus of Systematic Theology at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, says Luther carefully crafted the Large Catechism.
So it doesn't have anything like the Small Catechism's instructions for personal or family devotions, and it doesn't have anything on the Table of Christian Callings. But it's got the first section of the Small Catechism just in much expanded form.
Dr. Kolb says the Large Catechism explanation of the second article is very interesting.
Because he has Jesus coming as the victorious conqueror of death who breaks the prison doors of death and takes his people out from Satan's captivity. And he doesn't use all the colorful language like the gobbler down of death for Jesus that he uses in some of his sermons sometimes, but it's a very dramatic picture of Christ's conquering evil of every kind. I think that would maybe be my favorite passage.
Martin Luther implored all Christians, especially all pastors and preachers, to daily exercise themselves in the catechism. We commemorate the publication in 1529 of Martin Luther's Large Catechism.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. Это всемирные лютеранские новости.
This is World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. இது லோக லூத்ரன் வார்த்தா பரிவாரி ஆகணும் யா விஷ்வ லூத்ரன் சமாச்சார் ஹை.
I'm Kip Allen. World Lutheran News Digest and Laughs for Lutherans would like to introduce the Loony Lutherans. They're a trio of actresses who perform their songs, dances, and skits around the country. Learn more about them at thelooneylutherans.com. World Lutheran News Digest hopes that you enjoy them as much as we do.
Well, hello there. We're the Loony Lutherans on tour with our new cookbook, Use Your Food.
A guide to healthy living inside and out.
From our kitchen to yours.
Eat like a Lutheran.
I'm Lois Jensen.
I'm Ginger Johnson.
And I'm Bella Anderson. Italian by birth, Lutheran by marriage.
We've been taking our Ford LTD on a tour across the country to talk about healthy living the Lutheran way. Using items from your very own kitchen, you can create a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a healthy heart.
Of course, even if you aren't Lutheran, our tips will work for you.
Ready, gals? A one, a two, a one, two, three.
We are the Loony Lutherans, wacky, crazy Lutherans.
We serve Jell-O on the side,
make hot dishes with pride.
We're the Loony Lutherans.
I am Ginger Johnson with an O and not an E.
I am Bella Anderson, my mom's from Italy.
I am Lois Jensen, the tallest of the three. We're musketeers,
been friends for years,
stand together steadfastly.
A one, two, three.
We are the Loony Lutherans, sometimes goofy Lutherans.
We like to clap on one and three,
make our bars and drink coffee.
We are so loony,
stir our coffee with a spoonie.
This is our little toonie,
stole it from a cartoonie.
I love George Clooney.
Oh, we're the Loony Lutherans. Now let's start the show. Amen.
You're having company for dinner and you want to impress. Just start with your basic hamburger hot dish and top the hot dish with coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot dish with coconut. They'll think it's so exotic, not run of the mill. It's so unusual, they all will eat their fill, and they won't have a clue just how easy it can be if you start with your basic hot dish recipe and top the hot dish with coconut. You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot dish with coconut, and all the folks will say, oof-da! What a fancy dish, they'll say, oof-da! We like it like this, they'll say, oof-da! It's so delish, they'll say, oof-da! But it's just hot dish, you top the hot oof-da! Dish with coconut. You top the hot oof-da! Dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits. You top the hot oof-da! Dish with coconut. You top the hot oof-da! Dish with coconut. What a fancy dish, they'll
you
say,
top the oof-da! Hot dish with coconut.
Like it like this, they'll
you
say.
Top the hot dish with coconut.
It's so delish, they'll
you
say.
Top the hot dish with coconut.
But it's just hot dish.
You're
having company for dinner. You want to impress.
You top the
just start
hot dish
with your
coconut.
Basic hamburger hot dish.
You top the hot dish with coconut. 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 You top the hot dish with coconut and pineapple tidbits.
You top the hot dish with coconut.
Woof da, woof da. You top the hot dish with coconut.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.